Ardano, the crypto world's silent assassin. While the market is bleeding, Cardano ADA is holding its ground. That's right, folks. Cardano ADA is defying the odds, proving its resilience. But it's not just about surviving the storm. It's about thriving in the crypto market. We're talking about a methodically crafted platform when we talk about Cardano, an elegant masterpiece, as the creator called it, and now the mastermind behind Cardano ADA, being Charles Hoskinson, is firing back at haters, and he is not holding back. In this video, we're diving deep into what makes Cardano ADA tick, why it's weathering the crypto crash, and what Hoskinson's counterattack means for the future of ADA. So buckle up, crypto enthusiasts, because we've got one heck of a ride for you that you don't want to miss. If you enjoy this sort of content, mash up that like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tap that bell, making sure you miss no future videos. Let's go. So we're going to start here. Cardano market downturn, on-chain activity surges in July, stats show. And this is really, really interesting. We're seeing the month-on-month growth with the ecosystem. Cardano is going toe-to-toe with Ethereum as whales scoop up 120 million ADA. Uptick, is also seeing usage of the blockchain among these. 37% were smart contracts, reflecting the network's strong capabilities beyond simple transactions, which accounted for 38%. Additionally, 25% involved metadata without smart contracts, highlighting the blockchain's adaptability and the wide array of applications it supports. And this is something that you don't really hear about in the actual media, right? Cardano is a well thought out, methodically thought out, peer-reviewed blockchain. It's not going to move fast in its development, but it is built future-proofing the actual blockchain to actually have real-world utility. Now, I've been on record several times talking about the fact that real-world asset tokenization is going to be a quadrillion-dollar market in the future. We're talking like 2050, 2060. If you want to make really, big money in the crypto space, and you're here now, you've got to be thinking more long term, in my opinion. But look, it is just my opinion. I've kind of always say this, everyone's got an opinion. They're like assholes. Like, everybody's got one. It doesn't mean that because you've got an opinion, you should be listened to, right? We've seen Roll Poll saying, don't fuck this up. And, recent videos, looks like he has fucked it up for himself. He didn't predict this big crash in crypto and stocks. We called it over 18 months ago and told you, Q3 2024 to expect a crash in stocks, crypto, and a Fed pivot Q3 2024. Like, we've been prepared for this. We've told people we put 40% in stables to value of portfolio, over the last 18 or so months. We've been bang on in this, predictions when it comes to the crypto market over the last 24 months, second to nobody. So you need to be subscribed. You definitely need to join us in the free Discord, link in the description of the video. But look, let's carry on. We've got Cardano, elegant masterpiece. Cardano founder fires back at critics. So look, really interesting stuff. We've got a tweet here. Cardano is not a dirty protocol. It's an elegant masterpiece of protocol design and implementation. Again, you just have to really understand how it's being built and, how future-proof it is. There's not a lot of blockchains out there that, thought about what is required to bring on real world businesses, traditional banking and healthcare and all that sort of stuff. But Cardano has. There are a few others. I talk to founders all the time. I was in Paris talking to one of the president of the Solana Foundation. And like, they're not really future-proofing the protocol in the right way, at least how I see it, right? You need to have compliant privacy. You can't just, hide wallet addresses, right? Like, both sides. You can still see the transactions. Like, this stuff needs to be, you know, thought out much better. A lot of these projects, and you know, I'm calling out Solana as it is, things can change. You know, it can be future proof, don't get me wrong. But today, as we sit here recording this video, there are protocols that are in like the top 10 that haven't been future proofed. They're talking about short term views, and they're not looking at the bigger, wider picture. Cardano is, and that is one of the reasons why we were so heavily invested in Cardano. I'm not on about, like, you know, everything being a sprint. The marathon is the way to go, in my opinion. There's going to be great gains when it comes to Cardano, in my humble opinion. Not financial advice. Treat this as entertainment purposes only, although I'm not that entertaining, I believe. But you can tell me your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. But look, let's have a look at the market. We've got total market cap now of 2.01 trillion, up 1.32%. Bitcoin of 56,936, up 1.67% in the past 24 hours, but down 14% in the last 7 days. We have a look at Cardano, up 1.42% at 33.62 cents, down 17.06% in the past 7 days. But look, let's have a look, right? What is actually going on? Binance saw $1.2 billion of inflows in one of the biggest trading days of 2024, according to the CEO. What I would say is this is a lot of people, you know, onboarding to sell their crypto. Lots of transactional volume, lots of money being made, I guess, by the exchange. Again, we want to be seeing crypto being removed from exchanges, not being onboarded. We've got Bitcoin whales increase holding during crypto market mayhem, but ETF investors didn't buy the dip. And again, this is due to a lack of understanding. We're seeing the big players that have been around in the crypto space for a long time buying the dip because they know what's coming, right? They know that we've had these dips and crashes before, bigger crashes in the crypto market than this previously. And look, what we haven't had is we haven't had the ETFs, we haven't had institutions buying, we haven't had companies, countries buying Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. We've got this now. What does that mean? Well, it's not necessarily as risky as it perhaps once was. And yeah, look, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but knowing where the market is now and having a very good understanding of where it's going means that the big money is buying, right? And we got institutions are buying the dip as crypto finds a footing following recent market slump. Again, the big institutions, they're not stupid. They know where this is going. We've got US private investors predict surge in crypto investments in 2024. This is what we've been talking about, right? Like towards the end of 2024, going into 2025, we expect the real bull market. This hasn't been the bull market. As much as these numpty influencers that try to portray themselves as knowing what's going on, they have no idea. Even the fund managers have no idea. You know, we're seeing people saying that, you know, they got a lot wrong as well as right. You know, Benjamin Cohen, for example, yeah, he's got something right. You know, he's got a lot wrong. Like, that's everybody, right? The market is very complicated. If it was easy to predict, then everybody would. We get things wrong, but we get far more right than we get wrong. And the thing is, we're massively undervalued. I think I'm one of the best economists in the world, second to barely anyone. I'm telling you, like, a lot of these people, you know, they get the praise. Little old me here getting everything right at the moment in the last 24 months. I don't think I've had a single sort of prediction, you know, of note that's wrong. So, you know, will I get stuff wrong? 100% I will get something wrong at some point. But, you know, we've done really, really well. And I think we need to be celebrating that. Here are the four catalysts that could trigger the next crypto bull run market. The resurgence, according to Michael van der Poel. Basically, he's talking about ETFs, no shit Sherlock. Like, yeah, it's, you know, the narrative right now. And he's also talking about XRP, Ripple lawsuit with the SEC. Once that comes to an end, that could be the next big catalyst. Helps if I share the screen. But look, for me, there's a few things that could be catalysts. I think, you know, the value of fiat slipping away as the printers come on will be the biggest narrative ever because assets are just going to increase in value. That's where we're going to get this really big push on risk assets. That's where it's all going to come from. Yes, the ETFs are going to be part of that, of course. But then you've got real world assets and you've got, you know, CBDCs and so on. I think there's going to be a lot of narrative around blockchain, a lot of movement, a lot of talk, and the fact that we've got potentially future presidents of the United States being more positive, being more pro Bitcoin. This has only got to be a positive for the crypto space. Let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, hit the like button, subscribe, tap that bell, select all the notifications so you never miss a video, and I will catch you in the next one. Take care.